Pastor Hogue asking me to bring a message tonight. It's always good to meet together with God's Word. I want to encourage you to just plan on being out for Dr. Charles Sanders' meeting Saturday evening and Sunday 9th and 10th. And Dr. Sanders, dear friend of Goodness Baptist Church, and he actually is pastor of one of the largest churches in Wisconsin years back, and then been traveling for, probably 20 years or more as an evangelist, and well known. He is a good, solid Christian, and so want to encourage him, just regardless, he's a dear friend of Good News Baptist, and so forth. Take your Bible and turn to Psalm 139. Pastor Hogue had preached out of Psalm 139 not too long back, and I want us to begin at verse 1 until we get down to the verse that I'd like for the Lord to just warm our hearts with tonight, Psalm 139. Let's have a word of prayer. Father in heaven, how we do ask that the Holy Spirit will take your word and use it in our hearts, and certainly speak to all of our hearts from your word. And Holy Spirit, I do ask for your anointing, your blessing upon myself, and I just commit unto you every aspect of this message. In Jesus' name we pray and ask it. Amen. Psalm 139, and we begin in verse 1 there. O Lord, thou hast searched me and known me. By the way, if we just stopped at those first two words, O Lord, did you notice that's capital L, capital O, capital R, capital D? That's Jehovah, the self-existent one, the eternal I Am, and tremendous how that warms my heart. And, O Lord, thou hast searched me and known me. He knows our spiritual condition. We could even reverently just, even now, give God the glory for knowing all about us. And, you know, we may think we know someone's spirit, and we may not even know our own spiritual condition, but the Lord does. Amen. Verse 2, thou knowest my down sitting and mine uprising. Thou understandest my thought afar off. The Lord knows what each day brings. And I like that. You know, the psalmist included himself. Thou knowest my down sitting and my uprisings. Thou understandest. And then he said, my. The psalmist included himself there. Thought afar off. Verse 3. Thou compassest my path, my lying down, and art acquainted with all my ways. And we see an all-knowing God, of course, here. You know, the confession of every one of us should be, thou, God, seest me. He sees us. He knows all about us. All-knowing God. I like what that ancient poet of India said. He said he counts the twinklings of our eyes. In other words, just every time you and I blink or twinkle our eye, a child sees something that amazes them, fascinates them, their eyes just twinkle. And listen, this all-knowing God of ours, oh my. And verse 3, of course, all my ways, all of our imaginations, he knows all about us. Verse 4, for there is not a word in my tongue, but lo, O Lord, thou knowest it altogether. He knows our thoughts, our speech. He knows the imagination and the heart before we even speak. Before we ever even speak, He knows that imagination that's in our heart. And you know, Proverbs 4:23 says, "Keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life." And from our heart come the issues of life. Mm-hmm. Oh my. You know, Proverbs 16:1 says, "The preparation of the heart in man and the answer of the tongue is from the Lord." Now, it doesn't mean it's away from the Lord and the Lord's thoughts and His will. No, God is saying the answer of the tongue, the preparation of the heart in man, and the answer of the tongue is from the Lord. That is, whatever we say comes from the heart. That's where it comes from. It says something about a wife being from the Lord. That doesn't mean she's away from the Lord. It means that she's a good wife. Man find a wife, it's from the Lord, and so forth. And we could just boast of God's greatness in every aspect of our life. Just boast of His greatness. Now, in verse 5 and 6, I wanted us to look at this. "Thou hast beset me behind and before. Lay thine hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is high. I cannot attain unto it. Thou hast beset me." He's enclosed us. He's fortified us. He's hemmed us in. Now He's talking. He's one of us here tonight. He's hemmed you in and myself. And it says behind. That is from the past. In the past. And before. Or from now on. That is eternally, if you would, please. And so God has hemmed you and me in, we might say, from birth on for everlasting. We that know the Lord. And then it said, He's laid His hand upon me. Thus the title of the message tonight. Shut up to the Lord's hand. We're shut up to the Lord's hand. A lot of times folk will wonder why this has happened. Well, we may not need to know why, or may never know why, of course, but I can assure you that whatever life brings, you're shut up to the Lord's hand. As a child of God's, we're shut up to His hand. We see the unseen hand of the Lord in our lives. The unseen hand of the Lord in our lives. He watches over His own, by the way. And, you know, we're not under the rule of a stranger. Someone that doesn't know us. He knows all about us. And I was thinking this afternoon over there, and I believe it's John chapter 1.